Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good buddy Pierce Howard back on the show with us. Pierce is the author of The Owner's Manual for the Brain. He is also the co-author, along with his lovely wife, Jane Howard, of the outstanding book, The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. And you're starting to get the... You're starting to see the trend here, right, folks? Dr. Pierce Howard is an expert in these areas and makes his living helping companies understand how what makes people tick, what makes them do what they do, from the standpoint of how the brain works, also from the standpoint of how personality works. And he's our good friend, Pierce Howard. Welcome back to the show.
Pleasure to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, and tell Jane we miss her, and we're looking forward to her being back on the show next time.
I'll do that.
Pierce, one of the things that you've talked about that you work on in your work with personality is the concept of happiness.
Yes.
And we were just talking with Nancy Rosanoff a little bit about is there a natural tension between people wanting to be happy where we are, but also the human nature to want to be somewhere else? What do you think?
Grass is always greener, huh?
Yeah. And so, in other words, the idea was, if in my business today, it's hard for me to be happy with what I've accomplished because I have other things I want to do, and I would rather be there than here.
Yes. In fact, there's a certain personality trait that's associated with that kind of discontent, and that feeling that the grass is always greener, wish I could be there than here. And that's to be expected within a certain pattern of mind. The bigger question in terms of satisfaction with where I am or where I want to be is really one of what is it that makes the person thrive, what makes them flourish,
mm-hmm.
what makes them in a state of mind that they would like to repeat, what puts them in a state of being that they don't want to get out of,
mm-hmm.
and happiness to me is the wrong word. You know, when you say what makes you happy,
mm-hmm.
Most people think of the answer to that is, you know, what makes you giddy, what makes you laughing and smiling. And, you know, there are basically one person out of nine who are born that way.
Mm-hmm. And you and me and those other, you and I are one and of a group of ten, and then there are nine other people. Is that what you're saying?
But no, what I'm saying is that I was not born happy. I'm not a happy person day in and day out,
mm-hmm.
18 hours a day during my waking hours. Happiness does not describe my state of being. I'm engaged much of that time. My
mm-hmm.
mind is engaged. My whole psyche is engaged in the work that I'm doing. And I thrive on that. But I wouldn't describe it as joyful.
Yeah.
I mean, it was joyful when I told you
but
a joke.
But joyful,
7:30 this morning.
Right, but joyful doesn't have to mean that you're bouncing off the walls. I mean, you get to define, and I think this is important to a point to make, Pierce. You tell me
yeah.
if you agree. You get to define what your joyful is for your life.
Yeah. What is it? What are the circumstances in which you feel that you're thriving? And you may not describe it as joyful or happy or even blissful. But you're thriving in the sense that you really like that state and you want to return to it.
Well, one of the things that I want to do is help small business owners learn how to be happy, joyful, content, you know, whatever term we want to use, with where they are, at, while still being able to reach for that next ladder, that next rung on the ladder. And to me, I think maybe it might be this. It might be to learn how to be happy building something instead of anticipating happiness when you have something built. What do you think?
Absolutely. And the one of the things that we know is that people who are actively in pursuit of a goal are going to be so-called happier than other people.
Mm-hmm. Hold on to that thought, Pierce. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Pierce Howard, the co-author of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. He and I will be right back. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
She was a thief, our baby, on a hard day's night. She was hanging on Johnny. He was...
Little Steely Dan bringing us back. Pretty good rock and roll music there. We are rocking and rolling with our good friend Pierce Howard. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. On any topic under the small business sun, you can read, listen, ask questions. Check out my blog. Subscribe to my newsletter. Did I leave anything out? I don't think so. I think you'll like it. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hang out there. And no barriers to entry at all. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Pierce Howard is our guest. As I said, Dr. Pierce Howard, he and Jane Howard, his lovely wife, are the authors of the Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. And we're talking about happiness. Now, Pierce, tell us the role that personality plays in happiness.
Well, basically, there are two traits. One is called extroversion, and the other one is called need for stability. And extroversion is people who are more extroverted tend to exhibit a lot of what we call positive emotions, joy, enthusiasm, ecstasy, delight, those kinds of emotions. And there is another one called need for stability. And people who are low in need for stability tend to experience the absence of negative emotions, fear, anxiety, depression, sadness, anger.
The absence of those things.
Yeah. In other words, people who score high on need for stability experience lots of those negative emotions. People who score low experience the absence of negative emotions.
Right.
People who score in the middle, well, it's more situational day to day.
Right.
I'm in the latter group. I'm kind of situational with respect to those
right.
negative emotions. I have a little temper. You can get under my skin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of thing. Whereas people that are very low on that scale, the brain surgeons and airplane pilots of the world,
mm-hmm.
they tend to be more impervious and
cool-headed.
Yeah. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
cool under fire.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, Jim, one person in three in the population scores low on that need for stability scale, the absence of negative emotions,
mm-hmm.
and about one person in three scores high on that extroversion scale.
Mm-hmm.
You multiply the probabilities of that out, and you get one in nine who score both ways.
Right.
And that's what we call a naturally happy person.
Right.
Those people don't have to do anything in the morning to be happy. They wake mm-hmm. up happy. They were born happy.
They wake up getting on your nerves, don't they?
I'll call it the cheerleader persona.
There you go.
Well, you know, there's a classic in the movies, and that's Maria in The Sound of Music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when she decides that life is too much for her, and she goes to a convent, what's the song that the nun...
How do you catch a cloud and pin it down?
Yeah, what do you do with a girl? What do you do with a problem like Maria?
Right.
How do you hold a moonbeam in your hand?
Yeah.
And what you find is that she could not hold her happiness down
mm-hmm.
in that convent.
So what? How does this create Why does this manifest in the workplace? I mean, and well, what do we need to avoid these people? Do we match them up with the jobs that we have?
You need these people in your sales role. They make mm-hmm. the ideal salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to be optimistic. Go get them.
Can't wait to meet people.
Can't wait to meet people. Never knew a stranger. So that's a natural job.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing in terms of what it has to say about the workplace is if the other 8 out of 9, every 9 people are on your staff and they're not born naturally happy,
mm-hmm.
what can we do to help them nonetheless thrive as individuals? And what those
now, but you're not saying change their personality because you've already told us in the past that that can't be done.
No, we're not trying to make them into happy campers.
Right.
What we're trying to do is to figure out how we can work with them so that they are content with their situation and they feel at home, at
mm-hmm.
peace, not fat and happy, but they're doing work that they want to return to the next morning.
Well, and again, back to my point about they get to define what happiness is. You know, for the salesperson, you throw a party and invite them. They're going to be happy. The other person, maybe you'd make them happy if you just left them alone.
That's right.
So you have to find out what that is, don't you? What is
exactly.
it? What is the itch that they have, and how do you scratch it?
Exactly. And that's going to be different depending on how they're put together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we mentioned before the break the importance of goals. We know from the research, Jim, that people who set goals tend to make them. They
mm-hmm.
achieve more than people who don't set goals. The
right.
very act of saying, I want to do this by this time, you commit yourself to a task and give yourself a deadline and announce it to other people,
mm-hmm.
and the probabilities are that you're going to accomplish that task,
right.
you're going to accomplish that goal. And so it's the very act of setting goals in different parts of your life, your spiritual life, your professional life, your family life, your personal life, whether it's a hobby, whether it's a client base, whether it's product development, whether it's offering new services.
But does setting those goals, though, sometimes setting those goals creates a situation that doesn't include happiness? Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you answer that question when we come back, folks. We're going to take a quick break and let Pierce think about that answer, and we'll talk to him a little bit more up on the other side of these messages. Folks, it's all about helping. This is a really important point that Pierce has made. All of your people don't find happiness in the same way. If you want to keep them motivated and engaged, learn about what makes them happy, what motivates them, and help them with that. Tintel, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Pierce Howard is our guest. He is the co-author of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work and The Owner's Manual for the Brain. I have the 3rd edition, Pierce. Is the 4th one out?
We're working on the 4th one.
Okay, so
about 2 years.
I've got the most current edition. That's good. The 3rd edition. The Owner's Manual for the Brain, folks. It's plain English. It's fascinating. Now, this other book, The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, that should be on your desk, not in your bookshelf, on your desk. This, Pierce, if every business owner would read this book, the hiring quality that would be done, even just accidentally by having a little bit of this background, understanding how people are, how the personalities work through the 5-factor model that you discuss in the book, I believe that the marketplace would get a lot better if everybody read this book, and I'm sure you agree with me on that.
I appreciate that plug. We have a new book coming out in the spring.
What's that?
It's on working with adolescents. It's The Owner's Manual for Personality from 12 to 22.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Working with high school and college students using the 5-factor model.
All right. We'll have to talk about that when that happens. So give us the website, please.
It's www.centax. It's C-E-N-T-A-C-S.com.
and they can find all the work that you and Jane do there with your testing, all the services that you make available to,
yes,
to companies.
Yes, it's a brand new, completely redesigned, completely rethunk website.
So check it out. We're talking about happiness. Pierce is trying to help us understand how to find happiness. And so basically, Pierce, I think we agree that everybody has their own definition of happiness. And just because, you know, one of us might be the cheerleader happy and the other person might be a little more subdued in their happiness, doesn't mean that the quality of happiness isn't the same. It's just that it manifests differently, right?
Yes. And in fact, I don't even like to use the word happiness to describe the positive feelings,
right,
that an individual has. When I'm sitting down reading a book in my favorite chair, I'm not happy. I am in hog heaven, but I'm not happy. It's not an emotion. Happiness is an emotion.
Is it content the word? Is there a word we should use?
There's a Hungarian American scholar named Csikszentmihalyi, and he calls it flow. He calls it being in flow, and I love that word.
Mm-hmm.
And flow means that you're engaged in an activity that you have at least a 50-50 chance of being successful at.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it's important to have at least a 50-50 chance of being successful at, but not a lot more than that and not a lot less than that, is if it's a 95% chance of being successful, you tend to get bored.
Yeah.
And if it's a 20% chance of being successful,
you didn't discourage. Yeah. So, how do we
so
use
what
this?
What you're doing is trying to keep all of your employees in flow.
Mm-hmm.
You want them to be engaged in tasks that are sufficiently challenging for them to keep them from being bored, but sufficiently within reach to keep them from being frustrated.
So, if you look in on the office where your accounts receivable people are working, and they're having to call customers and collect money, and they don't seem like they're joyful, but they're doing their job, they come to work every day, and they don't complain, they actually do a good job, you might be thinking, I wish they'd be happier, it'd make me happy if they acted happier about that. Maybe they are the equivalent, they're in their flow because you've hired the right people to do those jobs.
Exactly. And they may not do it gleefully, and they may not, you know, if you've ever sung in a chorus, often the conductor says, smile while
right.
you're singing.
Right.
And so the audience will think you're enjoying it. Well, just because you're not smiling doesn't mean that you
mm-hmm.
are not thoroughly enjoying and into what you're doing. So having that smile can be very misleading.
Folks, understanding the personalities, the different personalities, and how the five-factor model works. And it's not very complicated. I mean, it's pretty, once you see it laid out in front of you and graphically, as they have in their book, The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, it really opens your eyes an awful lot. Pierce, give us that website one more time.
It's www.centacs.com. It stands for Center for Applied Cognitive Studies.
There you go. .com. Check it out when you get a chance. Pierce, thanks for being here. Good job today. Good information. Be sure to tell Jane we missed her, and we'll see her next time.
My pleasure, and I'll do that, and have a great fall.
You do, too. Pierce Howard, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too. After the news, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.